mostly on the Vampire Diaries.
Vampires and werewolves used to roam freely until a shaman put a curse on them to limit their power. Since then, werewolves can only turn on a full moon and vampires are weakened by the sun. The werewolf part of the curse is sealed with a moonstone.
So tell me about your ex, Catherine.
You must be Elena.
How do we look exactly alike? Damon, don't. You need me. Elena's in danger.
The moonstone is what breaks the curse.
Sacrifice is what breaks it. The blood of the doppelganger. You're the doppelganger.
I want to be with you, Stefan. But first, I need to wake up and know that the people that I love are safe.
You were running from something. What was it?
Everyone has a past.
The originals. Rose and I pissed them off.
What did you do?
You trusted Katerina Petrova.
Elijah, I beg your forgiveness.
Bulgaria 1490. An older woman is helping at a birth. Subtitle, a little more, dearest, a little more. Push, a little more, a little more, a little more. Push. A bearded man with unkempt hair looks on. Subtitle, it's a girl, the new mother, Katerina. A girl, let me see her, please, mother, let me see her.
Je n'en ai dit.
The man steps forward. Woman, don't. What are you doing? Katerina weeps. Let me at least hold her once. Just once, at least once. Forget it. You have disgraced this family. No, father, no. No, Katerina, it's better for her. No, mother, please. Let her go. Let her go, Katerina. Please, mama. Her mother hugs her. Katerina's expression hardens. Vampire Diaries. Damon Salvatore opens his front door.
Hello, Lena.
Stefan here. Be calm. Said it was important.
Right this way.
Dark-haired Damon stands back to let her in. His younger brother, Stefan.
Hey.
What is this about?
Rose, a woman with short dark hair, steps into the dimly lit room.
You.
Pretty Elena has long dark hair and brown eyes. She looks perturbed by Rose's presence. Rose paces a room with a blazing fire in the hearth.
Okay, you have to understand, I only know what I've picked up over the years, and I don't know what's true and what's not true. It's the problem with all this vampire crap, but Klaus, I know, is real.
Who is he?
He's one of the originals. He's a legend.
From the first generation of vampires.
Like Elijah?
No, Elijah was the Easter Bunny compared to Klaus. He's a foot soldier. Klaus is the real deal.
Klaus is known to be the oldest.
Okay, so you're saying that the oldest vampire in the history of time is coming after me?
Yes.
No.
What they're saying is, I mean, what she's saying is true.
Which it is.
And you're not just saying it so we don't kill you.
Which I'm not.
Then we're looking at a solid maybe.
Look, Elijah's dead, right? So no one else even knows that you exist?
Not that you know of.
That's not helping.
Look, I've never even met anyone who's laid eyes on him. I mean, we're talking centuries of truth mixed with fiction. I mean, we don't know what's real. For all we know, he could just be some sort of stupid bedtime story.
He's real, and he doesn't give up. If he wants something, he gets it. If you're not afraid of Klaus, then you're an idiot.
All right, we're shaking. You made your point.
A pensive-looking Elena gets up. Stefan.
Where are you going?
School. I'm late.
Let me grab my stuff. I'll go with you.
It's okay. I know where it is.
Stefan looks downcast as she leaves. Damon to Rose.
She's in denial.
Shut up, Damon.
Bonnie Bennett gets out of her car and drops her things. Jeremy.
Here, I got it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Ugh. Where's Elena?
She's actually running late today. So what are you doing later? You want to hang out at the grill, shoot some pool when it runs the table?
Why?
Why what?
Well, you never asked me to play a game of pool before, so why now?
I don't know. I thought that it'd be fun. Never mind.
No, hey. Okay, sure. It's just...
Just what?
It's just you're Elena's brother and... sure. It's just, I'm really bad at pool.
Yeah, I thought you might be.
Hey, excuse me. Do you guys know which way's the office?
Yeah. Through the double doors, straight ahead, quick left, and then your first right. You must be new here.
Yeah, I am. It's kind of hard to hide it. My name's Luca.
I'm Jeremy. This is Bonnie.
Here you go. Hi, Bob.
Jeremy notes their lingering looks.
Anyway, Luca, I'm actually headed in that direction. Why don't you follow me? It could get confusing.
Okay, thanks, man. It's nice to meet you, Bonnie.
Elena and Caroline Forbes are walking through the woods.
Tell everyone I wasn't feeling well and I went home from school. Can't believe I'm agreeing to this. I'm a terrible liar and keep Stefan busy. I don't want him knowing what I'm up to.
I'm even worse at duplicity, and you know this.
You managed to keep me occupied when Catherine paid Stefan a visit.
Yeah, because she threatened me. Not that I'm saying that you should use that as a tactic. It's... Stefan's gonna see right through me.
Caroline, as my friend, do you promise? Or not?
You had to break out the girlfriend code. Okay. I promise.
Okay.
Why don't you want Stefan to know?
Because you would never be okay with me doing this.
Carrying a battered Gladstone bag, Elena makes her way down stone steps to the cellar under the woods. Caroline follows.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Yes, I'm sure. She's the only one who knows the truth about Klaus. The only one who can tell me how to stop him.
But you're asking for the truth from someone who's probably never given it. Are you sure about this?
Yes, I can't just sit back and wait. I have to know, Caroline.
Caroline looks over at a pentangle carved into a door.
Please.
The girls look at each other intently, then tall, slender, blonde Caroline glances back at the door. She looks reluctant as she walks towards it. She stands in front of it. Elena looks on as Caroline lifts the door from its recess and puts it aside. Elena stares into the opening.
Catherine?
Holding the Gladstone bag, Elena peers into the gloom, then turns to Caroline.
I'll be okay from here.
They both flinch at the sound from the darkness. Bare feet shuffle along the floor, then Catherine, Elena's doppelganger, emerges. She slumps against the wall and glares at Elena.
Hello, Elena. You come to watch me wither away. Goodbye, Caroline.
As long as I stay on the side of the door, she can't hurt me. Please.
Caroline looks reluctant, then heads out. Catherine is pale and gaunt, with dark circles round her eyes.
Stefan, now you're here.
I brought you some things.
You came to bribe me. What is it that you want?
I want you to tell me about Klaus.
You've been busy.
I also brought you this. It's your family history. It says in here that the family line ended with you.
It's an old leather-bound book.
Obviously, that's not true. You think that if you brought me some family keepsake that I'd open up?
Elena puts the book down.
I also brought you this.
She holds up a bottle. Catherine shudders.
You don't look so good. How long before your body shuts down? 10, 20 years? Must be painful to desiccate and mummify. I can't even imagine.
Catherine glares at Elena, then slowly lowers herself and sits on the stone floor. Elena squats down and opens the bottle. She pours a little thick, dark liquid into a plastic glass. She puts the glass down in front of her and slides it towards Catherine with a stick. Gasping, Catherine picks it up.
You have the Petrov fire.
Elena watches her gulp it down.
More blood?
Catherine puts the glass down and Elena uses the stick to drag it towards her. Catherine.
It's a long story. Klaus and I. Goes all the way back to England, 1492, after I left Bulgaria. Or was thrown out.
She drinks.
Thrown out? My family, your true ancestors, they disowned me. My indiscretions were not tolerated at that time. I had a baby out of wedlock. Shame. It was kept secret. My baby was given away. I was banished to England, and I had to learn to adjust. So I quickly became English. It was there that I caught the eye of a nobleman named Klaus. I was taken with him at first, until I found out what he was, and what he wanted from me. And then I ran like hell.
Flashback to Catherine in period dress running through a wood at night. She stumbles, looks up, and sees three men standing among the trees.
She's here.
Katerina! I know you're near.
I can smell your blood.
It's pointless to run. Klaus will find you wherever you are.
This way. There's more blood over there.
The men set off in a different direction, and she struggles to get up. She gets to her feet and hides by a tree. As she's about to run, one of the men steps in front of her and covers her mouth.
Head east. I can't leave them astray much longer.
I can't run anymore.
Never mind. There's a cottage. You'll be safe there. Go now. Go!
So...
Elena stands up.
What did Klaus want? Same thing that he'll want from you. He wants to break the curse. By sacrificing the betrothal doppelganger. He wanted to drain every single drop of blood from my body.
At the Salvatore's house, Rose is crying. Damon.
All right, Rose, bud. I need some answers. Oh, please don't tell me you're crying because your buddy Trevor lost his head.
You've always been the sensitive.
It's a little vampire switch. You can just, for this very reason.
Takes the emotion out of it.
Yeah, you switch yours, I'll switch mine.
Is that a dig?
It's an observation. Being in love with your brother's girlfriend must be difficult.
I'm not in love with anyone.
You want to try that again?
Suddenly, he's up close to her.
Don't get on my bad side.
Then show me your good side.
How do I find Klaus?
You don't find Klaus, he finds you.
Come on. Somebody's gonna know somebody who knows where he is, right?
Add another 200 somebodies to that and you're still not even close.
Humor me. You got in touch with Elijah. How'd you do it?
Through a very low somebody on the totem pole. A guy named Slater in Richmond.
Perfect. I'll drive.
No, you forget not all of us can do some.
Then you drive. Come on.
Her face falls. Caroline.
Stefan.
Hey.
Hey. I need to talk to you. Where are you going?
Well, Elena, when I'm sick, I just want to go check up on her.
Ditch her.
Hey, I'm kind of worried about her.
You know what? Of course you are. Go ahead. You know what? We can talk later.
Talk about what?
I might have done something.
What did you do?
Told Tyler I'm a vampire.
Dark-haired, dark-eyed Stefan looks incredulous. Elena gives Catherine another glass of blood.
What does the Petrova bloodline have to do with Klaus?
Catherine looks less fragile. She picks up the glass.
It's really tedious, but...
She finishes the blood, then crushes the plastic glass.
The curse was bound by the sacrifice of Petrova blood. Witches are crafty with their spells. The doppelganger was created as a way to be able to undo the spell. Once the doppelganger reappeared, the curse can be broken. So you ran before he killed you. Something like that.
Back to Catherine running through the wood. It's daylight and she has a gash on her cheek. She stops, sees a small cottage and runs towards it.
Help! Please help me!
An old woman opens the door.
Please, help me.
I don't invite strangers into my home.
No. Trevor, he said that you'd help me.
Damn him. Always making promises I don't want to keep. Let the girl in.
A young woman with flowing dark hair steps up behind the older woman and Catherine enters.
Bring her water and something to eat.
She compels the older woman.
You must be Rose. Thank you. Trevor said to show you this, to prove I am who I say, that you would help me to freedom.
You stole this from Klaus?
It was to be part of the sacrifice ritual, so I grabbed it and made my escape.
People do not escape from Klaus. Everyone who tries ends up back in his grasp, and anyone who helps them dies.
I know the risk you bring on yourself by giving me aid.
I am risking nothing.
At nightfall, I will bring you back to Klaus and beg him to show us both mercy.
No!
She flings Catherine into a candle-lit room and slams the door. The present. In a black 4x4, Rose and Damon drive down a sunny street and turn into a gloomy underground car park.
Back entrance. How convenient.
That's the point. We can't all have little daylight rings.
How do you know the Slater guy's even here?
I called him. He's here. He's always here.
Good. Just one thing. If you were setting me up in any way, I will rip your heart out and shove it down your throat. Something I'm very good at.
I'm older than you and stronger. Don't get on my bad side.
She frees him from the arm lock.
You can trust me.
She turns and walks off. He looks intrigued and follows. She leads him into a bright coffee shop and takes off her jacket.
Whoa, what about the sunlight?
Double paned and tempered. UV rays can't penetrate. You see the appeal now?
That and the free Wi-Fi.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. I saw you come. What are you doing here?
It's a long story, but I want you to meet
Damon Salvatore. Turned 1864, Mystic Falls by Catherine Pierce, a.k.a. Katerina Petrova.
Damon looks puzzled.
So I take it I was right? What I told you about the tomb under the church is true?
Yes, it was right. Thank you for the tip.
It's nice to meet you.
Slater holds out a hand to Damon, who looks doubtful.
Maybe. What's going on, Rose? Where's Trevor?
Damon tries to look casual and turns away while Rose smiles awkwardly and locks eyes with Slater. Elena and Catherine.
Rose never ended up taking you back to Klaus, did she? No. Not because she had a change of heart.
At the cottage, Rose enters Catherine's room with rope.
It's nightfall. Time to go.
There's blood on Catherine's dress.
When did this happen?
In the woods. I tripped.
That's a lie. I would have smelt it.
I'd rather die than go back to Klaus. Please just let me die.
If you die, then Trevor dies with you.
Rose bites her own wrist and holds it to Catherine's mouth. Rose steps back and Catherine touches the blood.
Where is she?
You have set us both on a path of death. I only hope the Klaus sees the honor in returning that girl to him.
He will sacrifice us.
Then so be it!
I love her, Rose.
Rose stares at him.
He'll kill you. He will not stop until he has all of our heads.
Then we shall run until we die.
Rose turns to find that Catherine's no longer on the bed. She runs into the other room where Catherine is hanging from a beam, her head tilted to one side and her eyes closed.
You killed yourself? Klaus needed a human doppelganger. His vampire was no longer any use to him. But it didn't work. You didn't really escape. You've been running from Klaus ever since. I underestimated his spirit for vengeance. Living out of a suitcase is better than dying so that you can have your blood spilled over some silly little rock. What's wrong? Afraid I'm right? You don't want to die? There's another way out.
Catherine picks at a small bloody cut on her wrist.
Better hurry. Your opportunity's going, 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 and gone.
The cut has healed. Catherine smiles at Elena's look of concern.
I made the other choice.
What you do, Katerina? I would have helped you live.
You would have helped me run. That was never going to be enough.
In the cottage, Catherine has come round. She struggles to get off the bed and staggers across the room.
It was enough for me.
Oh, do you not see, Trevor? She used you to help her escape and me to turn her. Klaus will see our role in this.
And for that, I'm sorry.
As am I. For this.
Rose stabs at Catherine, but gets the old woman.
Please understand.
You have just signed our death sentence.
Catherine drinks from the woman.
Better you die than I.
She flashes from the room. Elena.
Rose and Trevor spent the last 500 years running because you used them.
Trevor just got killed.
Never thought he would have lasted that long. You don't even care that you ruined their lives. I was looking out for myself, Elena. I will always look out for myself. If you're smart, you'll do the same.
Both girls are sitting on the floor, Catherine still in the doorway. She turns away and starts to flip through the old book Elena gave her. In a bar, Caroline's eating with Stefan across the table watching her.
sorry to drag you here. But if I don't eat, I get those kill innocent people urges. Tyler totally has those too, by the way.
Yeah, what else did you say to him?
Not much. I was trying to keep the questions to a minimum.
He looks exasperated.
Are you mad?
Yes, Caroline. As a matter of fact, I am a little mad.
I mean, you put yourself at risk if Damon finds
but
out.
But you're not going to tell him, are you?
No, of course not. He would kill you.
Always looking out for me.
Yeah, well, you don't exactly make it very easy on me.
Then why do you do it? Why are you such a good friend to me?
I don't know. I guess you, you remind me of someone. My best friend, Lexi.
You have a friend?
You say that with such a discouraging amount of surprise, Caroline.
No, I just... Sorry, I just... Tell me about her.
I will, some other time. I gotta go.
Wait, no, what do I do about Tyler? I don't want Damon to kill him, because there's a full moon coming up, and Tyler's totally freaking out about it.
Bonnie arrives and walks by a table where two guys are sitting.
Hey, Bonnie.
Hey, Luca. How was your first day?
It was great. I would like to introduce you to my dad.
Hi, I'm Bonnie Bennett.
Dr. Martin, Jonas Martin. It's nice to meet you, Bonnie Bennett. Would you like to join us?
Oh, I'm meeting a friend. But he's not here yet. Sure.
Oh, yes. Please have a seat.
So, where'd you move from?
Louisiana.
That's a big change.
I'll say.
It's not so bad here.
It's looking up.
Bennett, huh? I knew some Bennetts when I did my residency in Massachusetts. Do you have any family from Salem?
Bonnie freezes.
Actually, I do.
What do you know? It's a small world, right?
Mm-hmm. Bonnie and Luca's dad are gazing at each other.
Oh, there's my friend. It's nice to meet you, Dr. Martin.
I will see you at school.
Yeah.
She puts a hand on Luca's shoulder and gives him a lingering, flirty smile, then goes with Jeremy.
Hey, sorry I was late. You okay?
Yeah.
Slater.
And you're sure Elijah's dead?
Beyond dead.
Trevor was a good man. Helped me with my dissertation on sexual deviance in the Baroque period. Yeah. I was going for my psych PhD.
Slate's been in college since 74.
When I was turned, I have 18 degrees, 3 masters, and 4 PhDs.
The point?
Exactly. I mean, what is the point? What should I be doing with my eternity? If you have an answer, please enlighten me.
We need your help. If someone wanted to get in touch with Klaus, how would you hook him up?
Craigslist.
Really?
Seriously. I respond to a personal ad that gets sent to somebody who knows Elijah, who's dead. And that's where my connection ends.
Damon narrows his intense eyes. A busker's playing guitar in a park. A pair of men's feet in black leather shoes stop. The man squats down, takes a $100 bill from a money clip and drops it in the open guitar case. He pockets the money clip and takes a handful of coins from the case. He walks away and slowly drops the coins from one hand to the other. He seems rooted to the spot as he stares into the coffee shop where Rose and Damon met Slater.
Man, you are bad.
Oh, I told you.
I will feel free to cheat if you need your dignity back.
Come on, hit the ball.
Right, hey, I got winner, guys. I got winner.
Yeah, get ready. This slaughter's almost over.
So where's your dad?
Nice. I'll see him back home.
Luca joins Jeremy and Bonnie at the pool table.
Okay, now I'm leaving.
Wait,
No, Caroline, you have 2 seconds to come clean.
What do you mean?
I'd believe the whole innocent act a little bit better if I didn't know how good you were at providing a distraction on demand. Where's Elena?
Caroline looks crestfallen. He stares at her.
I can't tell you.
You can't tell me? Are you kidding me?
I'm sorry, but I can't tell you.
Caroline, Elena was kidnapped. She could have been killed, and you're seriously not going to tell me where she is?
She's not in any danger. I would not have let her put herself in danger.
Put herself in danger where? What?
A thought seems to occur to him.
She's with Damon, isn't she?
Ew, no.
Then where is she? Listen, if you're my friend, like you've been pretending to be all day, then you'll tell me where she is.
Stefan, I am your friend, but I'm also Elena's friend, and I'm sorry, but I'm not going to tell you where she is.
They lock eyes, then he turns away, gets up from the table and walks out. Catherine still flipping through the book. Elena.
So how much of your little story is true?
I have no reason to lie, Elena. I have no reason to do anything but sit here and read and rot.
Okay, assuming it's even partially true. That's the reason why you came back, isn't it? Because you wanted to be the one to hand me over to Klaus.
500 years in the run, I figured maybe he'd be willing to strike a deal.
So you got Mason Lockwood to find you the Moonstone.
Right again.
What else is needed to break the curse?
Look who's getting smarter.
It's not just me, or the stone, is it?
Catherine watches her pacing.
Otherwise, there would be no reason to trigger Tyler Lockwood's werewolf curse.
Witches and their spells. So many ingredients, so many people to sacrifice.
So you need a werewolf.
Believe it or not, they're hard to come by.
What else?
A witch to do the spell? Mine bailed, but little Bonnie will do just fine.
What else?
A vampire.
Caroline.
Could have been anyone, I suppose. But I like the poetry of Caroline.
So you were gonna just hand us all over to be killed.
Better you die than I.
With her dark eyes fixed on Elena, Catherine steps back into the gloom and walks away. Elena looks distressed. Damon at the coffee shop.
Here's what I don't get. Elijah moved around during the day, which means the original people knew the secret of the day ring. Now, why would Klaus want to lift the curse of the Son of the Moon?
To keep the werewolves from lifting it. If a vampire breaks the sun curse, then the werewolves are stuck with the curse of the moon forever, and vice versa.
But werewolves are all extinct.
Well, true. I've never seen one, but rumor has it.
Not such a rumor.
Mystic Falls? God, I've got to visit this place. It sounds awesome.
Awesome isn't even begin to describe it.
The guy's still watching.
Can we stop the curse from being broken at all?
What do you mean?
Well, we rented the moon some useless and stop the curse from being broken.
Well, yeah, probably, but why would you want to do that?
Tell me how.
You think I'm going to help you figure out how to do something that will piss off an original and keep me from walking in the sun?
You want to walk in the sun? Well, I can make that happen. If you help us.
He hurls the coins at the cafe windows, which shatter and let in the sunlight. Damon looks out. The guy has disappeared. Rose thrashes about on the floor, her skin shriveling. Damon covers her face, helps her to her feet, and leads her out amid the panic.
Let's go.
Back in the car park, he lifts her up and carries her to the car.
You're gonna be okay.
I know.
Who's behind that?
I don't know. Where's Slater?
I hope by now. Who the hell knows?
He's not behind this. He's a good guy. He wouldn't betray me.
Then who did it?
It's Klaus. Don't you understand? You don't know this man. We're dead. We're all dead.
Back in the gloom, Rose's skin has cleared. Damon watches her, then settles her in the car and shuts the door. In the bar, Bonnie's watching Jeremy play pool.
Hey, Bonnie.
Luca comes over to her table and takes a seat.
I'm sorry about earlier. My dad, he's not very subtle with the whole Bennett Salem question. He picked up on you, but he was just fishing around. He didn't mean any harm.
I felt something, too.
I know. That's why we're having this conversation right now. He, doesn't like for anyone to know. But we were both worried that you would nail us.
He pours salt on the table, spreads it out with his hand, then lifts his hand over it. Grains of salt float up and hover under his hand. She looks on.
He just wants us to fit in here. For once. It's tough, Bonnie.
being different.
You're a witch.
Well, we prefer the term warlock.
She smiles. Elena seems distraught and looks into the blackness of the doorway. Then she picks up the bag as Stefan appears on the steps by the entrance.
Elena!
Stefan, what are you doing here?
I can ask you the same question.
Caroline told you.
No, she kept her secret, but it didn't take long for me to figure out what was so important that you'd have to keep it from me.
I knew that you'd stop me.
Listen to me. Whatever she said to you is a lie. Do not listen to her. She is a liar, Elena.
What if she isn't? You didn't hear what she said.
You don't have to worry. I'm not gonna let anything happen to you.
That's the problem. You won't. But you'll die trying. How is that any better?
There's nothing you can do, Stefan. I haven't even told you the best part of the story.
Flashback. At night, a cloaked, hooded figure rides through a forest on a horse. Bulgaria, 1492. It's Catherine. She stops, dismounts, and lowers her hood. Three bodies are scattered on the forest floor by an overturned cart. She looks at each body as she walks along the track, then sets off at a run towards the cottage. Inside, a man's upright body is pinned to the wall with a sword through his chest.
Oh, Mama!
Her mother's bloodied body lies sprawled on a bed.
No! No! He killed them. My entire family. Just to get back at me for running. Whatever you do to escape Klaus, he will get his vengeance. On your friends, your family, on anyone that you've ever loved.
No, look at me. No, do not listen to her, okay?
Always the protector. But even you must realize that she's doomed. There's nothing you can do to stop it. Unless, of course, you have this. What?
There it is. That's the ultimate lie, isn't it? You spun this whole thing so that we would have to get the stone from you, didn't you?
I didn't spin anything, Stefan. It's the truth.
No. Let me guess. You want to trade that stone for your freedom? You manipulative, psychotic bitch.
My freedom? That's where you're wrong, Stefan. I don't want my freedom. Because when Klaus shows up to kill us all, and he will, I'll be in the tomb where no vampire will enter because they can't get out. The safest psychotic bitch in town.
Stefan stands facing Catherine. She looks over his shoulder at Elena, then she steps back into the darkness and walks away. Stefan watches her till she turns a corner of the long dark passage. Then he turns to Elena, who's staring into the middle distance. At his gothic house, Damon sits staring into the fire. He swigs from a decanter as Rose walks in behind him in a skimpy black slip.
I'm sorry about today. I didn't know that was going to happen.
I believe you.
I wish we could save Elena. I know that you want to.
And I will.
She smiles to herself.
You remind me of Trevor.
Why? Why him?
Because he always talked a big game. He was always working an angle. But underneath it all, he was the best friend anyone could ever hope for.
Where'd that get him?
She walks over and stands in front of him.
Dead. And my loyalty to him almost got me dead, too.
It's a friendship.
He pours for a drink from the decanter, then takes a swig.
You're right to fight it. The way you feel about her.
And why is that?
Because if we want to survive, we need to not care about anyone.
Care and get you dead, huh?
It might just be time to turn the switch off on your emotions.
She sits down behind him. He puzzles for a moment, then turns around to face her.
I will, if you will.
They gaze intently at each other, then she puts down her glass and he flashes over to her. They stand close up, then kiss passionately. Jeremy is still playing pool at the bar. Grinning, he turns to look at Bonnie, who's at her table, talking to Luca. His chance. Jeremy looks hurt and heads towards them. They seem unaware of him. Jeremy stops and picks up his rucksack. When at a glance. Evening, and Stefan and Elena walk up to the porch of her home.
Oh, yeah.
I can't talk about it, Stefan.
You have to. Don't shut me out. Elena, please.
I wanted to know the truth, and I got it. It's not just me that's in danger. It's Caroline, and it's Tyler, and it's Bonnie. They're all part of breaking the curse. I can't blame anyone else anymore. Because it's not because you came into town or because you and I fell in love. That's not why everyone that I love is in danger. It's because of me. Everything is because of me.
He holds her tight. He kisses her hair as she sobs. In the grim cellar in the woods, Catherine is sitting on the floor reading the book by the light of a lantern. She turns a page and finds a loose drawing. It's of her with her father and mother. She gently strokes her mother's face, then focuses on her father. A flicker of a smile flits across her lips. Her large dark eyes tear up. Rose and Damon are sitting on the floor, leaning against the sofa. He's bare-chested.
It's a lie, you know. There's no switch you can turn off. Sure, when you're a newbie, but after a couple hundred years, you just have to pretend.
He hands her the phone.
Hello?
Rose?
Slater. Are you okay?
Yes, I took off. I'm sorry. I was friggin' freaked.
No, I'm sorry to involve you.
Look, I want no part in any of this, but I did some digging.
Okay, what did you find?
You can destroy the curse, but you need the Moonstone.
How? What do you mean? I don't follow.
Well, can your friend get the Moonstone? You need it.
She glances at Damon, who nods yes.
Yes, he can get it. What next?
We need a witch. Get the Moonstone, a witch should be able to figure out the rest. Good luck, Rose.
Damon watches her with narrowed eyes.
Very nicely done.
Thanks, I have a degree in theater.
The guy who shattered the cafe windows with Slater.
How can you compel me? A vampire can't compel another vampire.
I'm a special vampire.
Well, because you're an original?
Hmm.
He smiles menacingly.
Now, I want you to take this and drive it through your heart.
He hands Slater a wooden stake.
That would kill me forever.
I know. But it's necessary.
He compels him. Terrified, Slater stares at the carved handle. He drives it into his chest and falls to the floor. Dr. Jonas Martin emerges from another room.
Was it really?
It had to be done. He delivered his message. Won't be long now.
Dr. Martin looks pained. ITFC audio description.
Viewers may like to know that the books of the Vampire Diaries series are available from bookshops now.